Tuesday, April 24th, 2012, in Oroville. The sky is overcast. It's 33 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 39. Northerly winds 5 to 25 kilometers per hour, shifting easterly in the afternoon, and 60% chance of thunder and rain after midnight, dropping to 28 with 10 to 20 kilometers per hour southeasterly winds. Today is a Darshan day, the day of Mother's final arrival. There's a collective concentration under the Matrimandir banyan tree, 6 p.m. until 6:45. Together with the Center for Integral Research and Human Unity, CIRHU, the French Pavillon took the initiative to show a film at Paradiso Cinema called Water, the Great Mystery, several weeks ago, and to ask Gilles Boulicault to give a talk on water for Oroville and emergency. Now, following the momentum created by these two events dedicated to water, a group of around 30 people met to think together about this input relative to water in Oroville and its bioregion. As a matter of fact, after the cyclone, this questioning about our water, not only from the quantitative point of view, but also about its quality, has become more pressing, as water has been lacking for a while due to the power cuts. And we now become aware that if our aquifers are not yet saline, the process may be imminent, and that if we don't react immediately, this before long and a fortiori, this in the more or less short or long term, will become brackish water before we know it. The group's suggestions begin with wider communication about water work on all the aspects of water, but insisting on the time aspect, for it is urgent. For example, to organize talks about the worsening of the water quality and situation, as well as on the diversity of the possible solutions. So to organize exhibitions, including traveling ones, as this makes it easier to visualize and therefore to understand the way we draw on the aquifers, but also how to collect the runoff and surface waters. And to make a 3D film on water, informing all the schools to work on the city's infrastructures through a systemic analysis and an interdisciplinary approach, counseling the groups concerned with architecture, urbanism, landscaping, and the like. We should also work on the Matrimandir Lake, as it may serve as a water reservoir for Oroville. And to measure systematically, on a monthly basis, the levels of the aquifers. And finally, to coordinate the work with the bioregion and its representatives, as well as with the Indian government. This would amount to a collective work to create new experimental spaces, which would greatly contribute to recover more conscious behavior with our natural resources, as well as enhancing awareness in other areas where the intensive, unconscious use of water causes the same problems, and therefore, finally, allow the danger to recede. For now, Aquadine has proposed the installation of 7 big fountains in the territory of Oroville so that Orovillians and villagers can have access to pure, dynamized, desalinated water. The feminine and sacred dimensions of the water should be the source of the inspiration of this wide communication water work in its caring and healing aspects. To take care of our water and therefore take care of our earth, our air, our animals, to take care of all, known and unknown, which of course requires forgetting our conflicts, and to stop judging in order to become altogether a responsible collective body, united precisely in this responsibility. May tomorrow's world be no longer the fruit of our reactions, but rather the fruit of our actions. Any person who would like to participate in this water work is totally welcome. Please contact wateremergency@oroville.org.in. The mother at the beginning of Oroville said, "There is enough water. It will be up to the Orovillians to use their ingenuity in order to learn how to collect it and how to use it." And this from Sri Aurobindo. "We are not here to do only a little better what the others do. We are here to do what the others cannot do because they do not have the idea that it can be done. We are not here to lead an easy and comfortable life. We are here to find the divine, to become divine, to manifest the divine. What happens to us is the divine's affair, not ours. We've been listening to Oroville Radio on microphone Malanka. In studio today, Andrea, Miriam, Maria, and Giuseppe. Comments and queries may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.